What's up? What's up? It's Larry Solidarity, and this is the Larry Solidarity Podcast. Today is a Wednesday. I'm back from a long, long hiatus. Been busy. Been doing a lot of things. But I am back. So, hope everyone's been good. Hope your health's been good. Hope your family's been good. You know, all of the above. It's been a long year. Speaking of 2023, I'm hoping that everyone tried to be all they could be in 2023. Hopefully, you reached your goals. Hopefully, you made relationships work. Hopefully you had new relationships come into your life, and at the same time, hopefully you got rid of the relationships that did not work. Because sometimes we do have to do that. We give things a chance, but if it's not working, it's not working. So that's kind of the way that is. In 2024, you know, we plan on delivering more content, you know, more frequently. We definitely appreciate all of the listeners, fans, and everybody that's supported us, listened to our content. We really appreciate you. And in 2024, we definitely plan on delivering more content. There's only a few days left in 2023. Many of us reflect on how the year went. Not all of us, but some of us do. You reflect on how the year went. You know, what did, you know, sometimes you ask yourself, what did I really get out of 2023? Did I do my thing? Did I reach my goals? Did I not do my thing? And for most of us, hopefully, you did do your thing. You did reach your goals, and you know, you're headed in a certain direction, the direction that you want to head in. The cool thing about living in this reality, in this time period, contrary to what the noise is, there's a lot of noise out there, and you got to be able to sift through the noise, but there's a lot of opportunities for people that want to do things and aspire to do things, whatever it is. There's a lot of opportunities out there, and hopefully 2023 was one of the another year that you were able to, you know, to go after what you wanted to go after and do your thing. Whatever your journey was, I always encourage folks to keep their heads up, as the glass is always, always half full. NFL's heating up. The Lions won their division, and the Ravens beat down the 49ers. Oh man, that game was I was watching the day before, and maybe earlier that day, I don't know. I was watching some of the predictions, and only I think Jimmy Johnson picked the Ravens, and Michael Strahan and all of these other, you know, Bradshaw, I mean, it seemed like everybody picked the 49ers to go in on Lamar Jackson, and I was a little confused, but hey, that's, you know, I guess it could have been a coin tosses, you know, but I believe that the Ravens were going to go in there, and, you know, Lamar Jackson has been injured in some of the previous years in postseason or near the end of the season, and this is, you know, this is a year where he's healthy and the team is looking, they're clicking on all cylinders, and I really felt that they were going to go in there and make a statement, and they did that. Now they got a showdown coming up with the Miami Dolphins. It's going to be a great game. Speaking of games, a friend of mine bet against the Detroit Pistons for probably the last month, took the money line, won every game. I thought that was interesting, and you know, I knew they were going to have a a rough season, but sometimes when teams don't look good on paper, when you're out there handicapping games and what have you, it's kind of hard to really, you know, it's really hard to continue to bet. I mean, it's hard enough to place a bet and one team wins, right? But I mean, I applaud him for betting so long. I think he bet against the Pistons for like, I don't know, like 20 games in a row. I mean, some crazy amount of games that he, and you know, I kept saying, man, it's like they're gonna win. They can't lose forever. And I guess, yeah, they kept losing. So, hey man, shout out to him. And if you are out there handicapping games, just remember, you know, never bet more than you can afford to lose. And give me a call if you if you need a pick, because we've been doing this since we were 12 years old. And I mean, from playing tunk in the locker room in the 6th, 7th grade with some of the homies in the neighborhood, to continuously playing tunk years and years, decades later, and also enjoying handicapping these sporting events is a really fun thing. It's really cool. Speaking of cool, we all have different, and maybe we don't, but we all have people that are cool. Then we have people that are not cool. And hopefully you don't have many of those people around you, unless you can't help it. But we all have sort of both. But I was just thinking about this. You ever notice how some people put like everything on social media? Like literally everything. I mean, from, you know, I think, and again, well, I'll go into that later, but I think that to me, just my taste, I think that your life is minimized. Your value should be, you know, on blast at 1,000,000% for the people that love you anyway, and the people that you, you know, are doing things with, and the people, your family. But I don't know. I'm a little confused sometimes. You know, it's kind of weird, and I'm only saying this because it kind of, you know, I saw some things that kind of didn't make sense to me, where, you know, I've seen people, they're in a hospital. They got tubes tied to them. They got bandages. They, you know, and they got the picture on social media that says "Pray for me," and it's kind of weird, because I think that you kind of living your life out publicly like that is not good, and it could be detrimental to your mental health. It I don't know. It's just really kind of strange. I mean, I remember, and people have been, you know, putting pictures of, you know, they're at a restaurant and they send a picture of their plate of food, you know, and, you know, way back when it was different, people go, oh, so they're at blah, blah, blah restaurant. Oh, that looks cool, you know. But it seems to me, I don't know. It's just in my case, I don't go on social media a lot. But when I do go, I kind of see like the same people, you know, placing and putting, you know, kind of living out. I've even seen people put like a manifesto and they're obviously upset with somebody and they got these long posts. And I'm like, man, what in the world is going on? I just think at the end of the day, there's a couple things going on. You know, when you do that, there has to be a better solution, right? Is the solution, let's say John Doe is upset with Billy Doe, I don't know, right? Is the answer to go on this platform and that platform and kind of, you know, air out your differences on, you know, publicly? I mean, it's kind of a weird, you know, it's kind of a weird space, because it seems like this era that we're in, there's so many people doing it that people have sort of normalized it. That doesn't mean everybody's doing it, but it's sort of, you know, and it's a lot of people kind of, you know, they kind of, you know, hit repeat on a lot of things. They kind of regurgitate a lot of things. I've even seen, you know, and that's kind of why I don't go on some of the platforms, because, you know, you go on it just to open it up. And me, I just want to make sure nobody hacked me and boom, I move on. But a lot of times you'll see, hey, I need everybody to wish my cousin Joe a happy birthday. And, you know, I guess it gets to be okay, but when below that, you know, I need everybody to wish my uncle's friend's sister's niece a happy birthday. And then below that, it's the repeat, and it's below that. And it's like, it gets so, I don't want to use the wrong word, but it gets in this weird space where, I mean, just me personally, I mean, I got relatives, I got friends, but I just don't, it would seem kind of weird to me to say, I want everybody to wish my mom a happy birthday. And it's like, these are things I just don't, you know, just me personally, it's a personal choice. I just don't do it. When I see it, and that's why, you know, it's obviously affecting me mentally. I don't want to wish person A's mom a happy birthday and then don't wish person B's mom. And one time I found myself doing this for like 8, 9, you know, hey, wish my blah, blah, blah. Happy. Hey, help me wish this person a happy birthday. Hey, help me congratulate. And it just becomes, is social media becoming too social? That's sort of the question I would throw out to you guys. Is social media becoming too social? Because one, you're really giving free content. You're making yourself almost into a circus act for some, you know, and you as a person and your profile is getting monetized by that platform, because they're going to, you know, some of these big advertisers and saying, hey, you need to advertise your soda over here because we got X amount of people showing their plates of food. They're showing, you know, and again, some people, I don't know, maybe, and shout out to, you know, the homies I grew up with, Mello and Big Money J, rest in peace, and my boy Dre, and my homeboy Tim, rest in peace, James, Emotep, you know, shout out to the homies, Steve, rest in peace, my brother, my cousin, you know, D, shout out to, you know, all those that was right there, Nene, rest in peace. We just didn't, you know, it was a lot that we had rules, but they were unwritten rules. And there was just things that weren't cool back in the day that, you know, if some of them was looking at this stuff now, especially some of the homies that passed, they'd be like, man, what are these people doing? You know? And again, I guess my thing is that, do you want your life to become content for a platform? Your life, this is your life. You know, and again, it's a, it teeters into mental health. I mean, I've seen people, and it's, and this is not something that's hearsay. I mean, I've seen people where, you know, they tell somebody something, you know, hey, be careful. You know, you're posting what your plans are, where you're headed in social media, and people have, not only is it unsafe, you know, people get information about you, and that's where, you know, some of these bad people, the scammers, the hackers, you know, they've made documentaries about this stuff. And a lot of times, the more stuff you put on social media, you know, the more vulnerable you are and the easier of a mark you become to, you know, to some of these scammers. And I don't know, there's a guy I talked to, a good friend of mine, and he said, you know, the more happier and pleasant a person's life is, the less you the less you kind of see them on social media. And that's in his, he said, you know, and that's in his world. And I don't know. I think that that could be true. It could not be true. I mean, I try not to jump on either side, and I try not to be in the gray area. I have an opinion, you know, but I do believe that. And I know a lot of the thorough official dudes and women at the same time that I knew, you know, down through the years, they just don't, you know, they may have a page, but they haven't posted on it since 2015 or 2017. I mean, it's been a while, and they want you to know that they don't really, you know, really care. They have their own life, and it's not for sale. Is your life for sale? Is your life content, or is it your life? So anyway, I hope everyone enjoys. You got New Year's Eve coming up. Color Purple is out. We got a lot of cool things, and that's kind of what life is here for. You know, the things that have been invented and the things that have been opened up for people to enjoy, is for all this stuff is for you guys to get out there and enjoy your life. Thanks for listening, and let's go. 2024.